carefully in the first place where anyone's been to search, you'd ruin your reputation as a criminal.
Perhaps in the heat of the moment.
No.
Or a deliberate ploy to throw us off the scent.
No. Miss Dunbar is innocent.
Good shooting.
Thank you.
And as it happens, I agree with you.
Yes, thought of mine. Now, once your point of view changes, so does everything else. The one thing that was so damning becomes our strongest clue.
Someone put the gun in the wardrobe to incriminate Miss Dunbar. But who?
Mr. Bates.
Holmes?
Was next on your list, I think. Motive?
I'm not sure. Perhaps he doesn't have one.
Tell me about him.
Well, he hates Gibson.
Indeed.
It's hardly surprising, really. Bates' family have managed this estate for generations, and now here's this upstart American making sweeping changes left, right, and center.
Does Bates hate him enough to kill his wife and frame the woman he loves?
Oh, I don't think so. For one thing, he was very fond of Maria Gibson.
He told you so?
He didn't need to. And for another, how could killing her change anything anyway?
It couldn't. Getting rid of Grace Dunbar might. The Gold King, with nothing to live for, set sail back to America.
That part's plausible. But not killing the woman to do it, I don't believe it. Besides, Bates has resigned. If you were right, he'd stay in the job long enough to see if his plan worked.
Well, be my guest.
Thank you.
Excellent.
I've stayed in practice.
Is that a joke, Doctor?
Certainly not.
Good. Mr. Ferguson.
He's a sort of Gibson in training. General opinion in the servants' hall is that he thinks his master can do no wrong. I rather got the impression that things have changed.
Well done. He disapproves of the new direction, the charity work.
How do you know?
Gibson told me.
Then Ferguson isn't as good at hiding his feelings as he thinks he is. That's a strong motive. Remove Miss Dunbar, and the old days may well come back again.
Unfortunately, Gibson also told me that Ferguson was in London on the night of the murder.
Provable?
Ironically enough, he was collecting a charity award on Gibson's behalf. Several hundred witnesses of impeccable honesty.
Your turn, I think.
Thank you.
Which leaves us with the Gold King himself.
Motive. Remove the obstacle to happiness with Miss Dunbar.
Opportunity ample.
And their face cheap, enormous. Well, it wouldn't be the first time I've been retained by a murderer to solve his own crime. What else?
The pistols. Who was better placed to take them? And Holmes. The second gun, the one that's missing. That was the murder weapon, not the one the police found at all. Gibson fired off one round from that one, then hid it in the wardrobe, and used the matching weapon to kill his wife. Afterwards, he just threw it in the river.
Very sound reasoning. But why implicate the woman he loves?
I don't know. A blind?
Man, I've been carrying barefaced cheek too far, I think, even for him.
Well, then?
Why do I keep seeing that chip in the stomach?
I've no idea.
Unfortunately, neither have I. I don't. Why? Why? Oh, my dear Watson.
Holmes?
You've got it.
With the help of the God of Justice, I'll give them a case that'll make England ring.
And it was Gibson.
J. Neil Gibson. Oh, no, my friend. It was someone quite different. Very well. The clouds are lifting, and the light of truth is breaking through.
I hope you have more to offer than second-rate poetry, Holmes.
I believe I have. Mr. Cummings.
Mr. Holmes?
String, if you please.
Here you are. But I really don't see...
Patience, patience. Watson, your revolver.
Here.
Excellent. That's a solid firearm. How did it compare with the murder weapon, Mr. Gibson?
I'd say it was a touch smaller.
Probably a touch lighter, I fancy. Well, no matter. It will serve. Mr. Cummings, take charge of these, will you?
Of course.
Holmes, if you know who killed my wife, why can't you just come out and say so?
Because knowing is one thing, proving is quite another. Watson here has seen me miss my mark before.
Is he about to again?
Well, we can but try. Find me a stone. That's a good chap.
I beg your pardon?
A stone, round, reasonably smooth, about so big. There are plenty over there.
This better be good.
Now, if I tie one end of the string to the gun and the other to... Oh, come along, Senator. It's a simple enough task. Pretend you're looking for gold.
This is hardly a time for levity, Holmes.
No, you're quite right. Now, if you'll hold the stone for a moment so that I can get my string securely around it...
Mr. Holmes, what are you suggesting?
Not now, Mr. Cummings.
Don't anticipate the climax.
Thank you, Doctor. Now, Mr. Gibson, if you'll relinquish your stone to Watson...
With pleasure.